This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, so Robbie Gould, right?
Yeah.
Where did Robbie Gould used to kick?
Chicago.
That's right. Bears and Packers, they get along?
No.
No. You think that was extra special for Robbie Gould to be able to knock that one?
Oh, did you hear what he said after?
I didn't. At Lambeau Field, it had to be special for him.
On the field, the mics caught him say, F the Packers. Fantastic. Fantastic.
I mean, I got to tell you.
I don't like Bears or Bears fans, but that's fantastic. Yeah.
And this, you know, we debated last week how Saturday could be an underrated, important day for the trajectory of the Lions under Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Because if Green Bay flames out, and it's not Rodgers' fault, although I would argue this might be a bit of Rodgers' fault. They only scored the one touchdown. But where it really was the fault of the special teams, which were atrocious.
They lost
Green Bay the game. That Rodgers might say enough is enough and get out of there. I feel much better. Like we talked about, was it better for them? For Rodgers leaving is what we should be rooting for. Is it better for San Francisco to win the game and Green Bay to lose it and Green Bay to lose it because of not being Rodgers' fault? Or is it better for Green Bay just to go ahead and win the Super Bowl and he goes out on a high note and wants to retire, go play somewhere else? After watching that, I love the way it played out. I think the odds of Aaron Rodgers playing next year in Green Bay aren't great. And I got to find this because apparently there are some Vegas odds on where he plays next year.
Well, he had his tight end let him down big time. He dropped the pass. There were a couple passes that were dropped that were right in the hands and in the bread basket. His receivers let him down. Could he have been better? I suppose he could have been better. But those guys let him down. And on top of that, and of course it's the big top of that, the special teams were awful, and that comes down to coaching. And we talked about Friday about what would it be, and I said if the coach makes just horrific mistakes – I don't think there's any way that the Packers would fire LaFleur because he's been so successful in wins and losses over his whatever 3 years he's been there. But that was a situation where coaching completely let down the Green Bay Packers. And I could see Rodgers saying, screw this. I get to dictate where I'm going to go. I'm going to go somewhere either warm or whether I'm playing football or not. Either I'm going to retire or I'm going to go somewhere better for me to have a better chance at winning because I'm just done with these guys.
I just love the way that played out. And I am optimistic because if Aaron Rodgers leaves this division and any team that goes out and has a really solid, strong to quite strong offseason can win the division next year. That includes our team.
You can say it louder.
I might duck for cover, but I really believe that. I mean,
you should duck. No, because the division is going to be obviously a lot worse without Rodgers in it, and I get it.
If he's gone, yeah.
Yeah, if he's gone. I've always thought he was going no matter what, and you asked the question like you said, Doug, and I thought a loss would make it more likely for him to leave. I think after everything he's been through there, he's a great Hall of Fame quarterback. We all know this. He's won one Super Bowl, and I think in the end he's going to be like, I've done enough. There's been so much drama and all this stuff. You know, my legacy is set in Green Bay. It's time for me to move on. You know, special teams let him down, whatever. The receivers, defense, you can say whatever. He's won one Super Bowl. It's crazy that Aaron Rodgers, it's almost criminal that he's only won one Super Bowl. I'm not a Rodgers guy or a Packers guy. It's just for how great we all know he is, one Super Bowl.
One Super Bowl. It, I mean, I It's funny because you think it, you just instinctively think it would have been more than that.
Absolutely. Because a guy at that talent level, you would think absolutely has more than one Super Bowl win. But
well, in a way,
it hasn't happened.
It's, you know, the whole Dan Marino thing, right?
Yep.
Dan Marino, was his rookie season or his second season in the league, got to the Super Bowl, they lost, and he never got back. And nobody's looking at Dan Marino and saying he was a terrible quarterback or he was a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's similar with Aaron Rodgers. He's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Is it surprising it's only been one Super Bowl for him? Yeah, but he's played at a totally different level.
Jamie Eisner of the Draft Network tweets this out, and I can't find it anywhere. It's Vegas odds. He says, according to him, it's from BetOnline_AG, which I've searched everywhere. This is, where will Rodgers play if he leaves the Packers next year? The Broncos are +250, the Steelers +350, the Dolphins +450, the Eagles +550, the Browns +750, the Raiders +900, Jets 12-1, Panthers, Titans, Saints 14-1, Giants 16-1, Seahawks 16-1, and Ravens 20-1. And
what, no Lions?
One name on there that I would not discount, the Buccaneers.
I tend to agree with you. I think it crossed my mind if Brady retires.
Oh, and Brady's the backup? Sweet. That'd be a hell of a quarterback.
That's funny. Let's get to your phone calls. We got Al in East Point. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Al.
Just wanted to give a quick champ. Champ is going to be Matthew Stafford, only because I don't understand the haters not really start to look at it. Like, he has done the exact same thing in L.A. that he did here. He had moments where it was like, oh, what the hell? What's wrong with this guy? He's a bum. And then he had other moments where if he'd only had a team around him during this 1 year in L.A., he's done all of that. But we already see that it wasn't him, it was the team, period. So, shout out Matthew Stafford. Chump, Buffalo Bills coaching staff. I mean, they didn't have to let KC beat them, but they did.
Well,
all they had to do was just do, you know, like I heard some people say when they kick off, they could have just tackled people, did all kind of things other than.
Well, they could have. They didn't have to kick it through the end zone. They could have actually forced Kansas City to return that kick, burn some more time off the clock, and maybe Kansas City wouldn't have that.
That's a huge mistake. That is a huge mistake.
Other than that, that's pretty much it, guys. I'm enjoying the show, man.
Hey, thank you very much, Al. 248-539-9797. Daryl in Farmington is next. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Not much. I was just going to give my little input and just want to get you guys' input a little bit, too. We were talking about last time watching the games this weekend. And I get Aaron Rodgers a pass, it's the front office of Green Bay Packers, is because you got that one-trick pony in Davante Adams. And then in the game, you will watch them just put him out there by himself on single coverage. Now, if you watch from Jamar Chase and the rest of them, even Cooper Kupp, they will do put him in a stat. This is how you can get that double team and them trying to double team a receiver like that, even when they did Tyreek Hill. And for the last couple of drafts, all these dynamic receivers came out from CeeDee Lamb, Jefferson, and even all these guys, they did not make a move to get the second receiver on the field everybody talking about Aaron Rodgers, to give him a legitimate chance. That's why they walked off with only one offensive touchdown, and the 49ers didn't even score an offensive touchdown. That would make this game so, you know, wow, really. And that's why he wanted to leave. You draft the quarterback, which this guy is still in his prime, and you had these killer receivers sitting out there in the draft, and you chose not to do it. Now, my question is to you guys, what do you guys think of Chasen Strong from Nevada? Because what I looked at this weekend, in playoff football, you need cold-weather quarterbacks. Even though Garoppolo didn't play good, this is what I'm just saying. These guys
– What's a cold-weather quarterback?
Well, I'm just saying, with quarterbacks, when you're playing in football – you got to get a two-head monster, like Duper, Clayton, Swan, Star Wars. If you can go down the line.
Well, I'm all for having a couple wide receiver options, but what's a cold-weather quarterback?
When I'm just saying, remember in the past how when them dome quarterbacks would go outside and they'd play, they don't play good. Garoppolo didn't play good at all. He only had 131 yards with no touchdowns.
Garoppolo doesn't play in the dome.
Exactly. He played out in the warm weather. See what I'm saying? Cold-weather quarterback. Look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen played tremendously because he's a cold water quarterback.
Look at Drew Brees.
Even Roethlisberger came out of Miami, Ohio. He was playing in the snow when he played in the MAC. So when he went to Pittsburgh, it was cool when they got the cold weather. That's all I'm saying. When you get these cold water quarterbacks in playoff times, you end up in a bad situation.
Darryl, you
got to play against these elements.
Now, obviously the Lions play in a dome, but your point that they have to go on the road and win some games in the weather is valid. I'd have to research this a little bit and whether or not there's something to be said for being like Aaron Rodgers was not a cold weather quarterback, but he kind of, I guess, turned into one. Although they keep losing in the playoffs. Tom Brady was obviously a cold weather quarterback.
I mean, Rodgers wasn't a cold weather quarterback. Why?
At Cal?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can figure that out from college to the pros. I mean, I think it's once you get to the pros, if you can throw, you can throw. I don't know if it matters if it's warm weather or cold weather.
When you watch I think it does matter. When you watch the video, like the slow motion replays of the Green Bay San Francisco game, those quarterbacks, both of them were launching ducks. I mean, it was hard to throw in those conditions. But as far as the wide receivers, I mean, they have not dedicated. Green Bay took Devontae Adams in the second round back in 20, what year was it? Let me look it up. I think it was, second round in 2014. They've never drafted a receiver, a weapon higher than that.
I guess just one more point on the cold weather thing with quarterbacks coming from college. By the time the weather gets cold, what do you have, one game under your belt that's really affected by cold weather if you're in a cold weather city?
Like I said, I would like to research this a little bit and see if he's right. But it is a useful skill set to have that not bother you and be used to it. But
all right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.